ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service. Today we will read Text 22. Barhaite te nayane naranam लिंगानि विष्णुर्ना निरीक्षतो ये पादो नृणां तो द्रुम जन्म भाजो क्षेत्राणि नानु व्रजतो हरिर्यो बर्हाइते ते नयने नरानाम लिंगानि विष्णुर्ना निरीक्षतो ये पादो नृणां तो द्रुम जन्म भाजो क्षेत्राणि नानु व्रजतो हरिर्यो बर्हाइते ते नयने नरानाम लिंगानि विष्णुर्ना निरीक्षतो ये पादो नृणां तो द्रुम जन्म भाजो क्षेत्राणि नानु व्रजतो हरिर्यो बर्हाइते ते नयने नराना लिंगानि विष्णु क्षेत्राणि नानु लिंगानि विष्णुर्ना निरीक्षतो ये Matajis, please. Vishnurna nirvikshato ye Hado nirnam tu dhruma janma bhajo ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಾನಿ ನಾನು ವ್ರಜತೋ ಹರೇರ್ಯೋ. ವರ್ಹಾಯಿತೇ ನಯನೆ ನರಾನಾಂ ಲಿಂಗಾನಿ ವಿಷ್ಣೋರ್ನ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಿತೋ ಪಾದೋ ನಿರ್ನಾಮ್ತೋ ದ್ರುಮ ಜನ್ಮ ಭಾಜೋ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಾನಿ ನಾನು ವ್ರಜತೋ ಹರೇರ್ಯೋ. ಬರ್ಹಾಯಿತೇ ನಯನೆ ನರಾನಾಂ ಲಿಂಗಾನಿ ವಿಷ್ಣುರ್ನ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷತೋ ಯೇ. Word to word, please repeat. Barhaite, like plumes of a peacock. Te, those. Nayane, eyes. Naranam, of men. Lingani, forms. Vishnu, of the personality of Godhead. Na, does not. Nirikshataha, look upon. Ye, all such. Pado, legs. Nrinam, of men. To, those. Drumajanma, being born of the tree. Bhajo, like that. Kshetrani, holy places. Na, never. Anuvrajitaha, goes after. Hare, of the Lord. Yo, which. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The eyes which do not look at the symbolic representations of the personality of Godhead Vishnu, His forms, name, quality, etc., are like those printed on the plumes of the peacock. And the legs, which do not move to the holy places where the Lord is remembered, are considered to be like tree trunks. Purport. Especially for the householder devotees, the path of deity worship is strongly recommended. As far as possible, every householder, by the direction of the spiritual master, must install the deity of Vishnu, forms like Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, or Sitaram especially, or any other form of the Lord like Narsimha, Varaha, Gauranitai, Matsya, Kurma, Shalagram Shila, and many other forms of Vishnu like Trivikrama, Keshava, Achyuta, Vasudeva, Narayan, and Damodar, as recommended in the Vaishnava Tantras or Puranas. And one's family should worship strictly following the directions and regulations of Archana Vidhi. Any member of the family who is above 12 years of age should be initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, and all the members of the household should be engaged in the daily service of the Lord, beginning from morning 4 a.m. till night 10 p.m. by performing Mangal Arati, Niranjan, Archana, Puja, Kirtan, Shingar, Bhoga Vekali, Sandhya Arati, Pata, Bhoga at night, Sayana Artik, etc. Engagement in such worship of the deity under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, will greatly help the householders to purify their very existence and make rapid progress in spiritual knowledge. Simple theoretical book knowledge is not sufficient for a neophyte devotee. Book knowledge is theoretical, whereas the archana process is practical. Spiritual knowledge must be developed by a combination of theoretical and practical knowledge, and that is the guaranteed way for attainment of spiritual perfection. The training of devotional service for a neophyte devotee completely depends on the expert spiritual master who knows how to lead his disciple to make gradual progress towards the path back home, back to Godhead. One should not become a pseudo-spiritual master as a matter of business to meet one's family expenditures. One must be an expert spiritual master to deliver the disciple from the clutches of impending death. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has defined the bona fide qualities of a spiritual master, and one of the verses in that description reads, Shivigraharadhan Nityanana Shingaratan Mandir Marjanadu Yuktasya Bhaktam Chanyonjatopi Vande Guru Shri Charanarvindam. Shivigraha is the archa or suitable worshipable form of the Lord, and the disciple should be engaged in worshipping the deity regularly by Shingar, by proper decoration and dressing, as also by Mandir Marjana, the matter of cleansing the temple. The spiritual master teaches the neophyte devotee all these kindly and personally to help him gradually in the realization of the transcendental name, quality, form, etc. of the Lord. Only attention engaged in the service of the Lord, especially in dressing and decorating the temple, accompanied by musical kirtan and spiritual instructions from scriptures, can save the common man from the hellish cinema attractions and rubbish sex songs broadcast everywhere by radios. If one is unable to maintain a temple at home, he should go to another's temple where all the above performances are regularly executed. Visiting the temple of a devotee and looking at the profusely decorated forms of the Lord, well-dressed in a well-decorated, sanctified temple, naturally infuse the mundane mind with spiritual inspiration. People should visit holy places like Vrindavan, where such temples and worship of the deity are specifically maintained. Formerly, all rich men like kings and rich merchants constructed such temples under the direction of expert devotees of the Lord like the six Goswamis. And it is the duty of the common man to take advantage of these temples and festivals observed in the holy places of pilgrimage by following in the footsteps of great devotees, Anu Vraja. One should not visit all these sanctified pilgrimage places and temples with sightseeing in mind, but one must go to such temples and sanctified places immortalized by the transcendental pastimes of the Lord and be guided by proper men who know the signs. This is called Anu Vraja. Anu means to follow. It is therefore best to follow the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master, even in visiting temples and the holy places of pilgrimage. One who does not move in that way is as good as a standing tree condemned by the Lord not to move. The moving tendency of the human being is misguided, misused by visiting places for sightseeing. The best purpose of such traveling tendencies could be fulfilled by visiting the holy places established by great acharyas, and thereby not be misled by the atheistic propaganda of money-making men who have no knowledge of spiritual matters. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. I seek the blessings of all the devotees. So we can have a nice discussion. It's a beautiful verse, and Srila Prabhupada is actually Sukadeva Goswami is giving description of pure devotional service, as more specifically how it can bring a change in our heart. And in this few string of verses is comparing different qualities, different limbs of the body to different kinds of animals. I know one devotee, he wrote a book, Animals in Krishna Consciousness, talking about different animals who took to Krishna Consciousness just by visiting temples and other places where devotees congregate. That's right. So, in this verse specifically, Sukadeva Goswami is talking about how the eyes which do not see the form of the Supreme Lord, they are like plumes on the peacock feathers. So the purpose of eyes is to see, we all know, but is it really seeing what we are seeing? That's one thing we can ask ourselves. I remember in one of the past times, the devotees, they are looking at Krishna and they are actually cursing the Creator because He has given eyes which blink. And when the eyes blink, they cannot see Krishna. So that's another way of seeing. Yasya ananam akara kundala charu karna brajat kapola subhagam savilasahasam nityautsvam tatrapu darshibhi pibantyo naryo narascha mudita kupita kumescha. So looking at beautiful form of Krishna, it's like a festival for the eyes. That's how these devotees describe seeing. Now we can ask ourselves this question, do we see it as a festival when we are looking at these beautiful forms of Rukmini, Dwarkadish, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Shishi, Gaura, Nithai? And this is something we can aspire for. We may not be there, but it's a good aspiration to meditate on. And the other point is about, he's comparing the legs that don't go to holy places. They are like tree trunks. Now the trees, they cannot move. And they are like totally grounded. Like many people were grounded during this lockdown. So we can imagine how difficult it must be not to be able to move at all. It's like a big punishment. But we have this freedom, especially as human beings, to visit all these beautiful places. was thinking about this point. We went for hiking with Rabindranath Prabhu and a few other devotees last weekend. And I was thinking about this point because I had read this verse. And I was thinking about it, how sometimes people don't realize being in a benefits of being in a holy place. Even unconsciously, they make so much progress by visiting these holy places, because what happens when they go there, they get association of the devotees. And in that association, they get to hear about devotional service. And sometimes if one is really fortunate, they even take to some kind of devotional service. And we can reflect on our own lives, like how somewhere we made contact with some devotee and we got started in our own bhakti practice. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about worshipping the deity. In third canto, in a conversation with Mother Devahuti, Kapila, Lord Kapila, he mentions how the devotees see his forms of deity. And he is talking about that the devotees see my beautiful form decorated with different kinds of paraphernalia, just like the rising morning sun. Now, I know some devotees, they stay outside and chant just to see the rising morning sun. So everyone appreciates sunshine, especially the morning sun. Many people, they also go to see the sunsets. So we have attraction to these things, but we can see the devotees, they see things differently. When they are looking at beautiful forms of the Lord, that's like the rising morning sun for them. Or we can see the actual culture of devotion. These kind of verses, they educate us on the actual culture of bhakti, how the devotees, genuine devotees think. We can sometimes be casual in the middle of the kirtan, looking at the deities, but we can take this opportunity to go a bit deeper. We can see how all these devotees, they are dressing the deities so beautifully. It takes a lot of time and care, attention to do all this. I couldn't imagine doing this. I saw, like yesterday, Gauranga Prem Prabhu, he mentioned, but I also learned few things from him, how he does this. And even other devotees, sometimes I go to do service there, I see some of them even go there 1 or 2 days ahead of their service to make preparations. So you can imagine like how much they have to think about it. And they have to look for all these color combinations. If you go to the deity area, you can see like there are different sections. Some places there are the turbans of the Lord. Some places there is the flute and peacock feathers. So there's so many details. And Srila Prabhupada mentions all these in Nectar of Devotion. I was just hearing a talk on it other day, and my spiritual master, he was talking about different types of dresses Krishna wears. There is like 2-piece dress, there is 4-piece dress. How many of us know about all these details? So when I heard that and doing service, I was, you know, thinking about it. Okay, so how many piece dress is Krishna wearing today? So like that, it helps us you know, appreciate different devotees' services, and especially see the deities in a different way, in a more devotional way. So in this verse specifically, Srila Prabhupada is indicating about the Panchratri Vidhi process. So there are 2 processes we know. Bhagavat Vidhi and Panchratrik Vidhi. So there are five. In Panchratrik Vidhi, the focus is more on deity worship. And in Bhagavat Vidhi, you know, the focus is more on the preaching activities, glorifying the Lord in that way. But we are very fortunate because Srila Prabhupada, he has given us both. We have combination of both. They both go parallel to each other. They both feed on each other. And we have the advantage of doing both. So in this purport, like he's mentioning, that especially the devotees, householder devotees, they should make sure that they, even he mentioned like specifically any person who is 12 years older or more, they can take initiation and engage in devotional service. So also he mentions that many of us, we may not have deities at home, so we can take advantage to visit the temples, nearby temples or other devotees who are worshipping the deities. We can even go and associate with those devotees and take advantage in that way. In one of the verses in Bhagavatam, it's mentioned that a person who just visits these places, holy places, just to visit there as a, for sightseeing, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, and they don't associate with devotees who are living there, who understands the signs. And such persons, since we are talking about animals here, it's mentioned such persons, they are compared to cows and asses. They may be in the body of a human being, but their consciousness is just like the animals. So the real advantage of visiting any kind of these holy places is to actually associate with the devotees who are residing there and who knows the holy place. I will just conclude with this one little experience I had personally when I was in Mayapur. So we went to Rajapur Jagannath Temple, and there are these two famous brothers, most of us know, Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu. So it's an amazing sight just to see those two brothers serving for so many years. It's like here we have many examples of our senior devotees, Srila Prabhupada's disciples. They have been serving for pretty much all of their life, 4 or 5 decades, which is quite inspiring. One of the points Srila Prabhupada mentions here is about inspiration. So I personally was amazed, like how can someone just dedicate their whole life to serving the deity like this? And if you hear him speak about his experiences, you would be amazed that yes, this is something real, it's not imagination. One of the experiences he shared was, which is very practical, anyone could relate to it. So he was saying, this is a new devotee who started helping, assisting him in serving the deity. And they used to take boga from the temple to Rajapur, because at that time there was no facility in early days. So they had to prepare at Chandrodaya Mandir and they take from there to Rajapur Jagannath to serve him there. And one time the devotee somehow they forgot to put tulsi leaf in the offering, and then this devotee who was making offering, they prayed to Lord Jagannath that please forgive me, somehow I missed to bring tulsi, but kindly understand the situation because there wasn't proper facility and there were dogs hanging around. You know how in India there are stray dogs. And he was like, I can't go back to go and get tulsi to complete this offering. So please kindly understand the situation and accept this offering. And to this devotee's surprise, when after the offering he packed the prasadam to take back to some devotees and distribute. Then he saw there was like a tulsi leaf and tulsi stick in the prasadam. And when he brought it back, everyone could see how was this. So there are many experiences like this. One more, just a short one, was many of us may have heard this one, that one time the pujari went and he couldn't see Jagannath Diti there, Jagannath Balde Subhadra, and he was like, where are the deities? And then he came out looking for the deities. You know, these are transcendental pastimes, but then he saw Jagannath, Balde, Subhadra, they were in the fields going towards Chandradaya Mandir. And the pujari is like, hey, wait, where are you going? He's like, no, you don't take care of us. You know, these devotees, they are coming from so far, bringing us nice offerings, we have to go there. And the pujari was like, no, please come back, it's the time for greeting here, and we'll take care nicely, please come back. And the Jagannath, Balde, Subhadra, okay. So you can see the dealings of deities with the devotees. It's not just imagination. So I'm sure many devotees who are serving here so nicely, they have had experiences like this. But we can take inspiration. And it's not only, we can take inspiration from every devotee. Every devotee has unique qualities. And we can meditate on those, and we can develop these qualities, because these qualities are the ones that endear the Lord to the devotees, and that's when Lord performs pastimes like this. So it is very real, and we can personally experience it by following these great devotees who have given us this beautiful process and given us this opportunity to learn and grow. So we don't have to remain like animals, and we can actually become genuine Vaishnavas by developing these beautiful devotional qualities, and we can personally become happy and enlivened devotees. So I will conclude here. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Yes, Archita Prabhu has something to say. Yes. 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 Yes.
I have uninstalled these, which means whatever they feel like doing.
Thank you, Archiduru. Yes, Maharaj wants to say.
Thanks for a very wonderful class, and sure was appreciated by all. I just had one short comment. I don't think you you expanded on it, and that was the idea of people going to temples, especially in India, in Mayapur, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, and they go there for what Prabhupada refers to in the text there, sightseeing. Now, that is not only done by non-devotees, but it is all... Oh, thank you. But also by devotees. You see, there's this... Until one completely overcomes this idea of false ego, of wanting to be important, wanting to be valuable, wanting to be glorified, wanting to be applauded, wanting to be looked up to. Until that's overcome, there is a tendency even for devotees to go to these different places, and they learn the names of the places, they learn the stories about the places, and when they talk about them, when they come back or to their friends, they give the impression that they really know a lot. But really what they're looking for is the honor, the distinction, the glorification that they were there. And so many people are not there or never went there. So that makes me a niche higher, a niche greater. That is not the purpose, and that is the idea that Srila Prabhupada is talking about like a tourist. So how is one supposed to go? When one goes and sees these temples, the feeling, in order to avoid this kind of thing that I just mentioned, is that I am so insignificant and worthless and useless, and yet, in spite of all my sins, in spite of all my difficulties, my problems, my offenses, the Lord is allowing me, fallen as I am, to come and see Him, to be in His temple. What a blessing, what a grace, how glorious this is. So when one has that attitude, the Lord then begins to grace him with the different feelings of bhakti, devotion, and love, and ecstasy, and so forth. And all of these things which are made of matter actually take on the position of actually of being truly alive and interacting, in a sense, with the devotee. Well, then becomes so surprised, so amazed, so that the Lord is taking such concern and care of him, and he himself does not care at all about himself, but is just happy to be in a place which is so wonderful, glorious, and amazing, and that as a result of that, he will become more and more loving of the Supreme Lord. That's all.
जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेम मंदिर